Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Higher Dimension. I'm your hostess, Phyllis Breiter, and today we're on Skype, whatever that is, we're on it. and it means we have four caller lines so that you all can call in. And let me give you the number. It's 1-888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. For those who want to call in for readings today, we have a wonderful guest, lovely Miss Annette Castellano. Welcome, Lynette. Annette, I'm sorry. My brain is not working today.
Hi. Let's see here.
It's one of those days. I think I'm going to learn English as a first and second language. Oh, it's so wonderful to hear your voice again. I so look forward to having you come back.
And, thank you.
And how have you been?
I've been great, thank you. I'm here in Washington State. We have 80-degree weather. It's just so beautiful.
Is it? Well, you know, today in Washington, D.C., we have the same thing. It is just absolutely a perfect, perfect day, and it's just glorious, and everybody is just absolutely happy and wonderful. And I am so glad to have you all here and to hear how things are going well for you. I hope you've been having some physical improvements.
Yes, I have. I've been back and forth to physical therapy, and I'm glad to say that I'm even on the treadmill now.
Wonderful.
For the folks who don't know, I had a stroke a number of years ago, and I was totally paralyzed on the left side, and with therapy, now I'm able to do some walking, and that's a real accomplishment.
Oh, I am so pleased. Mm-hmm. I have a feeling you're going to
continue.
I really have a strong feeling on that. I think there's a lot yet you have to accomplish, and you need your body for that. And so I think you're getting special healing, too. So I am so pleased. Mm. Anyway, we are welcoming you all to come in and to have readings today. Lynette is Annette. Why do I call you Lynette? I have no clue. My brain is just going into a stupor lately. Annette, we have some wonderful, wonderful information to give people if you just call in. And tell me anything else that's new and happy and wonderful in your life I should hear about. Annette, anything good besides the wonderful?
Not anything major. I mean, I am working on my book still, and that's coming along. Mm-hmm, that's coming along.
Okay.
And I would say the biggest thing is the health, my health, that it's little by little, it's coming back stronger and stronger. So I would say that's the major thing in my life, the two major things.
Those are very big, important things. On my part, the nursing assistant home health aid program is coming along. We're moving forward in that. And so I'm hoping that it will indeed start hopefully within the next 60 to 90 days, if not sooner. I don't think it can start sooner, but I would love to have it. But my strong feeling is it is that we will have the financial backing we need, and that's something that is really surprising.
I think you will. I really believe that you will.
Okay. I'm looking for the major capital investment. That's the other thing is minor, but I'm looking for the major capital investment, and that's what I think is going to come through. And, anything I can get on that, hint on that, I'd love to hear.
I just feel that it's going to happen for you, and I think I get 90. So within the 90-day period, it just feels like you've put so much effort and so much work into it already that all the groundwork is done. And now it's just leaving it up to the organizations to get their paperwork and their stuff in order.
Okay. And our checks written. Well, that is marvelous. You know, I work with the little children, and I am seeing and feeling that there's a lot of energy that's been moving into the earth plane which is more healing. And I can feel it almost when I'm holding these little ones in my arms and sitting and rocking them and talking to them and getting them to have an interest in life and to help alleviate any pain and a lot of sorrow that they have as children who come in with a lot of physical challenges. And I really think they're the angels that come because they are such blessed little beings. And they are so brave and so good and so patient. And it is, you know, I just look at them in awe because what they're going through is, I don't know that I could tolerate that as an adult even, let alone being in a tiny little body. So I just feel so blessed with these little ones coming into life and finding a place that they can be taken care of in the hospital I'm working with.
Well, I think that with children, they're still much more connected to source. They haven't been conditioned so much by society and its dramas, and so I think they're much more in touch with their sacred self, if you want to call it.
Yeah.
You know, as opposed to a lot of people, you know, older that are so conditioned with society and so on that they're so caught up with the with dramas and the trauma and everything, that they're not willing to let go, you know, that phrase, like, oh, my God, you know, because it's just so holding on to their specific identity. And most people are lost that way, you know, whereas the children are much more flexible because they still haven't been totally programmed, if you will, by society's rules.
I tend to agree with you, and we had some training yesterday in hypnosis. We continue to go through special training courses. We had Mike McGee down from Radford University down in Blacksburg, Virginia, come all the way up to D.C. to do some training in drug and alcohol treatment. And it is amazing what can be accomplished through the healing purposes, working with addictions and with traumas. And it was an absolutely marvelous day. You know, mainly we had to sit on our buns and listen to work and then had experiential healings done. It is amazing what the mind can do with the body when you work with the natural healing forces in the body. And we talked about that and even had some demonstrations of someone's emotional pain being healed and someone else finding a place where their body was comfortable and they didn't have to move so much due to discomfort and pain, and they were able to zero in for once into an area where they were not in active pain, which was really, really great. And so the more I get into the healing areas of the current fields, the more wonderful I find it is. Meanwhile, that's kind of why I was asking how you were feeling, because my feeling was you were improving in the physical area, and my feeling is you're going to be continuing that exact process, and it's going to accelerate more and more. Mm-hmm. And that's my strong, strong feeling for you. Remember, people, we do have lines that you can call. There are readings that both Annette and I, or either one of us, would be glad to give you, either in conjunction with each other or separate. And you can call 888-815-9756. Annette, since no one else is calling in, let's talk about some of the things that you feel. Have you had any impressions of anything coming with the new energies that are coming in? Any impressions about the world or anything to do with what's happening in the world? Any generic things that we can talk about or let our listeners hear about?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, I have groups that I work with as well, and what I'm finding is that although people are very open, mostly, to the idea of healing and so on and so forth, there's certain conditioning and resistance, so to speak. There's some people that are resistant to dealing with their emotions, and so they just perpetuate the illnesses and so on and so forth. Then there are other people that have a fear of moving forward, because when you let go of certain things that you've identified with, it leaves you in a no space, so to speak, Uh-huh. And even though it's a clearing and all, but people are very uncomfortable with being in that empty space, if you will. And I'm finding, because I'm working now with a lot more people, and from my experience of having the stroke, I think once, you know, the doctors, I don't know if we had talked about this on the show before, but when I was first diagnosed, basically they said that I would never have use of my left side again, and that I would probably be bit bound. And now I'm in my own place, you know, I'm still in the chair, but I'm able to do some walking and so on. So what the point is that I took baby steps in my thinking process of each challenge. First it was just to be able to sit up in bed. So rather, I would look at the bottom line a lot of times and visualize the end result of me being out of the chair and being healthy and whole and all that. But at the same time, I could only do one thing at a time, so I would also put my focus on the next thing that I wanted to accomplish that would bring me to the following step. So it would be building up enough strength to just sit up in bed, and then it would be transferring myself from the bed chair and so on. And what I'm seeing with a lot of people, there is so much impatience that, someone that I know, that she's been sick for a very long time, and I've worked with her, but if things don't happen for her within a week or so, she just gives up, and then she just reverts back to the excuses, and I can't do this, and I can't do that, and my main thing was, I don't look at I can't, I just look at what it is that I want to accomplish.
Yeah,
and however I can do it, there are still certain limitations, but I can still accomplish it with being very creative.
Certainly,
you know. So in answer to your question, I'm thinking that on a smaller scale, from what I've seen, is that people want to be healed, people want happier life, and so on, but there's still a resistance of letting go of their past or how they want to believe. And I think that's where a lot of people are stuck.
Now, so, I know that people also have a tendency to believe what they're told, and instead of using their own brains, they listen to what other people tell them, and so they have expectations that are really other people's expectations of themselves rather than their own. There is nothing that we cannot accomplish if we choose to do it, really and truly. And the more I read about it, the more confirmed I am in my belief that this is true. There are miraculous healings that take place. There are miraculous stories that you hear. And I would not want someone else to tell me what I could or could not accomplish in my life and what I would have to do in order to make it. And I admire you for the trips that you've taken, because I know what it's like. My father had a stroke, and he lived for 20-some years after his stroke. And he brought himself as best as he could. Now, this was in the 1950s, late 50s. So medicine has come a long way since that time. And, you know, if it had been as what we have now then, I think he would have made almost a complete recovery. But given the state of medicine then, he did not. But he came back phenomenally well, considering what the severity of his stroke. And the thing is, some people don't want to get better because they find a reason for staying ill. They don't have to work as hard. They don't have to put the effort in. And some people can gain, I guess, secondary and tertiary reasons for it, like getting more attention.
Yes.
Things, you know, not having to really put themselves out, a number of reasons, and we stop and think, that's true of all of us. There are times when we just want to give up and so forth. We were also talking about a number of things these days, right, like kids, wanting things immediately and not being willing to wait for it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's manifested in so many ways of what's going on in our lives, and it's almost a shame, because we have the ability now to do so much more with what we have and where we are, and we don't really put our effort into accessing those capabilities. Are you familiar with Dolores Cannon?
Yes.
Okay. I've just read her latest in the convoluted book series, number 3, and it explains a lot of things that I have been going through and have wondered about. And I think I like recommending books that, to the people that listen to the show. And it would be good for somebody to start reading them and start out with book 1 and 2 and go on. Have you read those books yet? Are you familiar with her books?
I know the name, but I have not read the books.
Okay. You would find them very interesting, Annette. And I think you would also find something very inspiring in them. Okay? So I would recommend it if you could, even rent them from the library.
But it's a premise.
Well, these books are really about hypnotherapy sessions that she's had in the convoluted series. In fact, basically all of them, she gives stories that are from people who've gone through hypnosis. And they're very inspiring, and they are talking mainly about past lives, okay? And now we're talking about the current life, and why we are getting ready and the energies that are here to help us move forward in life to a new life, to the new world that's coming, to the raised consciousness that we have, all of this, which I think you're familiar with, correct?
Yes.
And I think that you would be really interested, because I think part of it would resonate within you, as it would with, I think, many of our listeners. It's a way of realizing that you can access your own power from within, that you can actualize things. It also explains a lot of energies that are coming in nowadays. And this is from people who are in an altered state of consciousness and the energies that are speaking through them, their souls, their higher self, and sometimes just other energies completely that are coming to this earth at this time to help us move into a new world, so to speak, a new way of living, and lifting our consciousness so that we can become closer to our state of being where we should be, closer to being conscious and being one with the source, closer to a perfect, a utopia, if you will.
Right.
And that's the real concept, is that the desire of God, of the forces, of all that is, whatever you want to call it, is to see us all healthy, happy, and whole, and to be partakers of that in all consciousness, not just, you know, like the old joke was, sitting under a tree by the stream, drinking a free beer and smoking a 10-cent cigar. It's amazing what we are here for and what our purpose is for. And basically, everyone across the board, she says, is saying we are here to help, to serve, and to love others, and to help everyone become more conscious and more aware of being one with God.
No, I was going to say that from the level of work that I've been doing with people, what I'm seeing is that most of the unhappiness, if not all of it, comes from ego. Because ego is that part of you that I want to do this, I can't do this, I want that, I can't, the impatience, this, that, you know, all that negativity. And I think that the more you become aware, and the more you become, you know, like in, if you remember, I'm a mediator, and so when I work with people in conflict resolution, I usually help, not usually, part of the process is that you look at it, you look at the issue without opinion.
That's hard.
You don't put your opinion on. It's very hard, especially when you're dealing with people that are fighting. But once you take the opinions out of the equation, you're able to come to better decision making. And I think that not only, of course, is it helpful with parties becoming more more communicative with each other, but within oneself. And I think if you withhold your opinion on a lot of things, which is part of the ego, and just explore and experience things just as is, I think that'll help bring you to the place of centeredness a lot easier.
And I am concurrent with you on that. And also, what's being driven home is that we are here to serve each other. And ourselves, not for selfishness, but selflessness.
But you can
take care of yourself, and that's not being selfish. That means taking care of yourself. But very often when we are selfish, we are not being kind to ourselves. We're harming ourselves. And, you know, they've done this kinesiology stuff when people, if it's a negative, you weaken your body from an immune system, even your very thoughts can either weaken or strengthen your body. That's how powerful your thoughts truly are. You can literally make yourself sick by your thoughts. And most people, they say, yeah. But they don't understand that the myriad things that we go through every day either strengthens or weakens us. And if you keep thinking a lot of negative thoughts, making judgments about yourself, too, by the way, Most of us are harshly judgmental of ourselves, and we forget that we're supposed to be kind to ourselves, and that means not judging ourselves harshly either. I don't know. There's just so much to learn.
There's a wonderful book called Biology of Belief by Dr. Bruce Lipton, and he really gets into the thought process and how that affects our DNA. It's an incredible book.
Okay. What is it again?
It's called Biology of Belief by Dr. Bruce Lipton, L-I-P-T-O-N.
Yeah, I'm familiar with Dr. Lipton. Yeah, we discussed that just yesterday. That's one of the books that I thought I would sit down and go read.
Yes, and it's a very good read, and I like the way he articulates. Some things you have to read over a little bit, but he's really worked at bringing things down to a very elemental level. You're able to understand what he's talking about, but basically, bottom line is you are what you believe, and he has diagrams in the book showing how your thoughts change your DNA and how it reacts to DNA.
Yes, exactly.
So when you talk about the miraculous recoveries and, you know, and all that, it actually shows you the scientific aspect of it.
Well, that's what we were talking about yesterday. See? We are coming from the same standpoint.
Yes.
Well, what do you see coming up for this year as far as maybe the, I don't know if you can do that, but if you can see what's coming up for this this year in the world of finance?
Then I don't normally do those kind of readings. I normally do one-on-one people.
Yeah.
But I'll take a shot at it. How the world will be financially?
Yeah, how a financial crisis will be. Do you see it continuing, or do you see
I see it getting a little better, but I feel that it's going to still get a little bit more worse before it gets better. And I think the sense I get is that there'll be a better recovery, or I should say a more fulfilled recovery, by this time next year, within a year. That people will be able to see marketable increases, you know, in a positive way. You know, where there'll be a lot more houses for sale and jobs, people will get back to work. But it also feels like there's a lot more restructuring going around, you know, with companies. And so I think companies that have laid off like dozens of people, I can see where they are going to restructure positions. And so you might find before you might have had three employees doing certain jobs, and now you'll find that maybe two would do the sharing of the three positions.
Oh, okay.
You know, and things okay. like that to help the economy. And that's what I'm seeing that way.
Uh-huh.
A lot of restructuring. And it also seems that there's going to be a lot more emphasis on natural resources, that people are becoming more aware and they are taking more action with our resources in positive ways, like the recycling and working with more green and that kind of thing. And that will eventually, in the beginning, the output of money, I think, is a little bit more, but in the end result, it saves a lot more.
Yeah,
so
I
see a lot more of that happening.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with you on that one. My feeling, though, the sense I'm getting is there is a lot of reluctance from the current powers that be to change. There's an attempt to try and maintain the status quo, you know, do lip service and try to apply the brakes so that true change does not occur. And it's a losing battle. I can tell them right now.
Right.
It's a losing battle. But that doesn't mean that they don't think that they can, you know, it's again, the fear of change. This is the way it's been going.
I think the government, there's the fear of change and how the public will respond or react. And then at the same time, there's like a fear of change on both parts. You know, as far as the government and the public. And so there has to be a common denominator, and I think eventually there'll be a lot more plans put into place, but I think it's going to be more like a domino effect where there'll be one great idea, and then somebody else will pick up on that idea and make it better, and it'll keep on evolving. And I think it feels to me like over a 10-year period, there'll be a total shift in the way the economy works, at least years, but I think within about three to five years, it feels that there'll be a big change, that people turn heads like, what? It's almost like we're going into a new century. You know, the way we had the economies like in the 17th and 18th century compared to now. So it seems like that's what's happening now. It's like there's a shift in that field as well. Everything is shifting. Everything.
Well, that's true. It's a heavy, heavy load that we're doing, and I think it's going to be pushing it away from greed and selfishness, and moving more into service sector. That's part of my feeling too. My feeling is some of the corporations.
I don't think the greed part is going to be able to survive.
Not in its present form, nor as blatant as it has been. I don't think that's going to be able to continue. That's a part, and that's what people who are very selfish are finding it hard to grasp, but they can't continue doing things the same old way that they're trying to.
But do you remember some film clips of the World War when they showed how people really band together and really worked together to build the economy? I see something like that.
I think so too.
Not in such devastation of war, but I see where people will band together. I think it could be something that they start with neighborhoods, you know, and one thing leads to another. You know, like community gardens. It's like, listen, we got a piece of land, and there's a lot of hungry people. Let's use the land.
Right.
You know,
this
and
is what I'm,
growing.
This is what I am, too. But, I agree with you. I see that also happening. I'm working together, the people coming together to help each other out. And it's pretty powerful when you do that, and I think that's part of what the issue is, that there's also been a lot of desire to keep people ignorant, but with the computers the way they are these days, you can't keep people ignorant.
Oh, forget it. The children nowadays are being going like nieces, you know, and so you can't help know, but there's going to be incredible change.
the children coming up are so smart. You know, I noticed when I was raising my, I have three children, and the two older were bright kids. They weren't dummies by any means. But the youngest one, who was like 14 years younger, respectively, of my two oldest ones, she seemed to be smarter and caught on to things a lot faster than her older siblings did when they were coming in. And I can see that even now, that the little ones have a greater awareness in their eyes and a greater understanding of what's going on in their world, which is just phenomenal to me. You know,
And the parents have a lot to do with it, too, because there's a lot of aware parents. There's a lot of parents, you know, our age, baby boomers, that, you know, we were in that, you know, that rebellion, so to speak.
Oh, yeah. What do you mean you want to do what I did? Don't. My mother's intention.
Oh, I did the bell bottoms. That's what it should be taught.
You'll be sorry. You'll be sorry. I'll get just like you. You'll be sorry. Thank you, Mom. Mother's curse. Have children just like you.
That's right. You know how many people have heard, I wish you were a kid just like you. And it's like, I would be so blessed.
Well, I don't know. You know, the mother's curse. So you should have 10 children just like you, you know. My mother was rather funny about that, but I understand she wasn't the only one that gave me the mother's curse, you know. Every other kid that I knew probably heard that from her parents or his parents or whomever, you know.
When I was a kid, I thought it was the Italian curse. You know, it was brought up in the Italian neighborhood, so everybody had the same type of curse, you know, and then I realized that it went past the Italians.
It's beyond Italian, darling. It's across. It's the mother's curse for the world. I don't know. I have so much fun. But anyway, since we are stuck on this, I'm surprised we haven't had any more calls come in or any at all. Usually we have calls.
Doesn't anybody want a reading? We're really good.
Yeah, we are. Anyway. I'll tell you what, why don't you give me a reading while we're waiting then? And if somebody comes in, we can stop it. Okay?
Okay. All right. What do you want to know?
Well,
it'd be much easier for me to focus in on what you want to know.
Okay.
About.
Okay. How about a fella in my life? How's that?
How about a what?
A fella. Companion.
Fella?
Yeah.
A
male companion.
Okay.
I mean, I have girlfriends, and I'm not sneezing at that because my girlfriends are wonderful people.
Yes.
But it's always nice to have somebody to help me, especially go forward in this new adventure that I'm going into, this new life, which is essentially what it is. I'd like to have some companionship to help me carry the load, but let me know if there's something there. I don't know if there is or not.
I would say there's two parts to that. I'm seeing romantically there's part of you that you would really like somebody in your life, but I also see you pushing your right hand out like, whoa, wait a minute. So that's telling me that there's still tenderness of disappointments and vulnerabilities from past relationships that you haven't.
Mm-hmm.
You might intellectually know about it, but
uh-huh.
you haven't really emotionally worked that through. That's
okay.
One part. Then the second part of having someone coming into your life to, I think you will be, especially with this new organization and all, I do see like two or three men around you working with you that you wind
okay.
up being friends, and I can see a potential relationship developing from that because of the fact that you will be much more involved.
The lines are loaded? Oh,
lines
wow.
Are loaded.
Whoa. Oh, wow. Well, thank you. Okay. Some lines are loaded. We got people calling in. All right, first one. Welcome to the higher dimensions. Who's calling? Hello?
Can you hear me? Can you
I
hear me?
I can't hear anybody. Hello? Yes. Welcome to the higher dimensions. Who's calling?
Hi, it's Rebecca. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Rebecca. How nice of you to call. We were wondering why nobody was calling.
Well, I had just tuned in, and I thought maybe it was a recorded show. I hadn't heard anybody calling in, and then you said, call in, so.
Well, thank you for calling in. How can we help you?
Yeah, I'd like a reading on my next job. My job ended on Friday, and I'm wondering what my next job will be, when I'll be starting.
Okay. You want to take that, Annette?
Sure. Now, it doesn't feel like you interviewed for another job, though, does it? Did you?
Pardon me?
Have you interviewed for another job yet?
No, I haven't.
Okay. All right. Since it didn't feel like that. Okay. It feels to me your job ended Friday. It feels to me in about 6 weeks, what you're going to have to do is go to several personnel agencies, not just one agency, but several, and get your name out there.
Okay.
It feels like that the line of work, I'm not sure exactly what it is that you do, but it feels to me that there's a lot more positions available in your line of work. You do like administrative stuff?
I have done that in the past. There's actually a position I'm interested in that I'm going to submit my resume for this week, and I was wondering if you had any reading on that at all.
What kind of position?
It's going to be working at a city level, a municipal level, doing, like, administrative work and, yeah.
Okay. Did you submit your resume already?
No, I'm going to this week.
Going to? All right. What I'd like you to do, because the feeling that I get, when you said city, I got the spark, look at upgrading your resume. It feels to me that you can use some help with maybe using different words.
I'll need to switch because it's a total switch from what field I was in.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
what it feels like. It feels like you're going to have to make some adjustments. And then also pay attention to the language that they use in the job description and use some of those words in your resume, because a lot of times when they screen for positions, they look for matching words.
Correct.
All right?
Okay.
And so with that in mind, I can see you then getting an interview, but it feels to me that there's going to be a lot of people applying for this position. So what I would suggest is with that particular city, I think in your area, there should be a listing of all city agencies. What I would do is start putting your resume into all of those agencies as well.
Okay, so you don't necessarily see anything outcoming
I see it's very competitive.
And
it feels to me that, I'm not going to say no, you're not going to get it. It just feels like this would be a stepping stone, either because it could be maybe two positions that they have, that one, they're just advertising for one.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
So recognize that it's very competitive. Make your resume very competitive.
Yeah, I thought that it probably would be, so.
Yeah, other thing is, it's if I may interject here, it's also going to take time as well. It's not going to be a fast decision on this job, okay? They're going to take their time, so there'll be a delay.
Right, they want to bring someone and start working in July, which is pretty
fast. I had a feeling, and it might even go beyond the 1st of July, okay, before they make decisions. Just to let you know that this is going to take time, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay,
You're welcome. I'm following. Okay, next person in line. Welcome to the Higher Dimension. Who's calling?
Hi, my name's Catherine.
Catherine, and where are you from?
Are you there?
Yes, we're here. Where are you from?
Well, I'm in a funny town. It's called Schenectady, New York. It's outside of Albany.
I know what Schenectady is.
Yes. Right. Yeah, it's beautiful this time of year. Beautiful weather.
Beautiful weather, too, huh?
Yep. It's one of those towns that's kind of like Detroit, where we've lost a lot of the industry.
Oh, yes. Yes. That's
that. I'll tell you why I'm calling. I've made a lot of changes in my life, and then funny, when I listen to certain shows on BBS radio and whatnot, I think, wow, that's just what they're talking about. But it seems like the more I make changes to be more spiritual, the harder life gets. I just wonder if you had any reading for me or any advice.
Welcome to my world. Welcome to the world of spiritual people.
Yeah, it's like, but then when I hear certain things, I think, wow, I guess I'm right on track, but boy, it's
hard to tough. Hell, isn't it?
Yeah, well, yeah. I'm one of those, like, I don't want to say I gave up my career, but I had a good career, I had a lot of education, kind of gave it up to take care of family members, and then come to find out it's hard to get back in the career situation once you opt to get out to be a caregiver. And so now I help older people, and I try to help people, but it just, sometimes I just wonder if you have any pearls of wisdom for me that I'm hoping that things will get easier eventually, but right now it seems like things get harder as you try to be more of a, as you try to raise your consciousness, it feels tough sometimes.
Okay. Lovely lady.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Can I?
Go ahead, Annette.
Yeah, okay. There's two things that come to my mind. First of all, are you familiar with Louise Hay?
Hay, is it H-A-Y?
Yes.
H-A-Y, Louise Hay. What I would suggest is that you can go on the web and check out, it's Hay, H-A-Y, house.com. And she has a number of books on affirmations and so on, because it feels to me that you want to make changes, but a lot of doubt keeps on creeping in.
Okay.
All right.
I have come across Hay House Radio, yes.
All right.
But I don't currently listen yet.
All right. Well, she has a website of books and so on and so forth, but her premise is basically emotional and spiritual healing, and she works a lot with affirmations. So you could probably just go to the library and pick out, you know, her books, or go to Barnes & Noble or something and just take a look at them. But that feels to me that working with affirmations will help you a lot to get really focused. Also, the idea of, like you're saying, that a lot of things are difficult, that recognize that as you're processing the change, if you will, and releasing a lot of old thoughts and old habits, once you're able to do that, it's very liberating, and there's a feeling of relief. And so always look at the bottom line of releasing it, you know, and not absorbing it back in. So it feels to me that you consciously say, you know, whatever your affirmation is that you want to work through, but then when a situation comes up, it sort of reminds you, it's sort of like a thorn in the butt, you know, type of thing. It's like, oh, wait a minute, I thought I dealt with that. So it feels to me that you just need a little bit more technique in how to work with resolving and releasing old issues. And I think the Louise Hay work will help you a lot.
Okay.
If you want to work with emotions as well, I can recommend to you the book Feelings Buried Alive, Never Die.
Okay.
It's an excellent book. You can script it, and it works very well to release old stuff. But I will let you know that in doing the work that you are doing, you are creating for yourself a higher level of vibrations, because the more you have given of yourself in service, which is why you intuitively knew to go into being the caretaker mode, was in order to help open yourself to higher influences and to be a part of the healing process as our world moves through and into the new energy of this earth plane.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, I appreciate that very much. And in my own defense, a lot of it is I am doing the right things, but excuse the expression, but it's especially maybe back here in upstate New York, I mean, it's still a very needy, creepy world. I mean, and not to be negative,
No,
but it really is where a lot of it is that the people who are being devious and using
yes.
people whatnot are still on top in some ways.
Well, and this will continue for a while. Understand that, you know,
mm-hmm.
the Lord moves in mysterious ways, but he gives mankind, and by that I mean women too, but I hate being politically correct, so let me just
yeah,
say mankind.
No.
Okay. Please understand that the part of this is a way of allowing people the ability to grow. Each day we receive many, many opportunities to grow. You are becoming more aware of what's going on. Yes, I know. You think we don't have heaviness down in D.C. I got news for you, honey. You can take a
wheelbarrow. Oh, I didn't realize you were
in okay? You know what I'm saying?
That's the sea down there.
More hot air per square inch than any place on this earth, let me tell you.
Yeah.
And, but the thing is, what you are going through is a growth process of spiritual beingness. And I will tell you that when you move into the spiritual aspects, and Annette, I think you can corroborate this with me, is you are going to run into situations where you feel like you're pounding sand down a rat hole. You're not getting ahead, and it
mm-hmm.
feels thick and heavy. But if you keep your eye on the goal, if you keep your eye oriented on your highest ideals and what you feel from within, trust your instincts, trust what your body is telling you, trust where you are going, and you are heading up the ladder. You are a very spiritual being, my dear. And as you continued on your path, you would find yourself feeling very conflicted. You would have found it was important for you to gain the knowledge and wisdom and to prove to yourself you had that capability within you. Okay?
Yep.
But
yep.
sacrificing means giving of yourself to others in this instance. You did a great deal to help those whom you helped to be able to move on spiritually in a better frame than they would have had you not been there to help them. Do you understand?
Oh, thank you. Oh, that makes me feel so good.
Okay,
yep.
You did
that
a great deal.
That makes a lot of sense, yep.
And you okay. would have felt badly, I think, and would have felt that you had not done what you should have done. And you have, therefore, wiped out a lot of negative energy and effects from your own life as a result of your selflessness in serving others. And if you will continue looking in that manner for yourself and ask that you be an open channel to be of service to others in whatever way you can best serve, which means meeting your needs. It doesn't mean, you know, not meeting your needs, okay? Meeting
right.
your needs emotionally, physically, mentally, and spiritually. And you will find things coming to you, situations that are so serendipitous that it'll knock your socks off. Okay?
Yep.
All you have
I'm starting
to do is to. Say you're willing to serve and to serve in whatever way is you can best serve mankind. And that includes yourself because you are part
right.
of it. And I
right.
think you will find doors opening and just things happening that you are turning out better than you would ever have hoped or believed.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. Well, thank you so much for being on the radio. Gives a lot
well,
of people like myself
you.
Inspiration. Thank you.
Well, thank you for your kind words, my dear. God bless you.
Okay, I'll be sure to tune in every week. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye, dear.
Bye-bye.
All right, good afternoon. And, again, welcome to the Higher Dimensions. Who's on the line who would like to have another reading? Hello? We're there. Okay. All right, fine. I'm sorry that people had to wait, but thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm so glad. Yes. Annette? I'm here. Okay. Okay. We have lines open again, so if you want to call back in, we have time for a couple more readings. If you'd like to tune in, call in right now. We have four lines available. I'm sorry people hung up. I'm sorry you had to wait. It's such a shame. We're just getting used to it. And I'm just getting used to this new format. So, you know, forgive me for any confusion on this or downtime. That it was not meant to happen that way. Anyway, you were talking about
me.
Talking about you.
Right.
And what it feels like that somewhere a little bit down the road, when once you're much more involved with
right.
your new organization, I see much more male energy around you.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of male energy.
Yeah, and you'll have a lot more male friends and stuff. And I think
mm-hmm.
from that, eventually, you will meet someone that you can call partner. I think you'll have a lot of different partners, you know, like business partner,
oh, yeah.
and then, yes, you know, like old buddies, I should say. And then eventually, you'll soften those emotions of, it's more subconscious because it's not really fear, but it's fear.
I hear
you. Fear of getting hurt, you know, those kind of
yeah,
things.
Everything
so
we all
it's
go
more
through.
Of a reaction.
Yeah, we all go through it. It's not, I mean, it's not a severe thing. It's just,
It just happens to be there until you feel confident and safe enough with the people that you're with. It's
yeah.
sort of like don't speak to strangers, you know, until you have that little bit of a reserve, you
I
know, for a while.
Mom's words. Hotline to. Okay, welcome. Thank you. Welcome
hello.
To our convention. Who's calling?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Kathy from Nebraska.
Oh, welcome, Kathy.
Hello. Thank you.
So
I want you to know it's a beautiful day here, too.
Oh, wow.
I've been listening to the show, and this is my first time to listen. But like the previous caller, I've been in service to people forever. And I've come to a place where I'm just really tired
mm-hmm.
of helping people. And I just don't know where I'm going to go next. What I'm going to do. So any information that you have for me would be greatly appreciated.
Annette, you want to grab this one, love?
Sure. First of all, it feels to me that you still like what you do, but you're burnt out. And
yes.
so it feels to me that a lot of times when people are not feeling their best, they're almost like little vampires. And they just suck up whatever good energy
mm-hmm.
you will or whatever, you know, whatever life force you got. And so I think that you get very much involved and sort of like your energy is entwined with the people that you're with. And I think that's where there's the burnout, as opposed to keeping healthy boundaries. And so that would be the reason for you wanting to separate yourself. So I would suggest even when you're with your friends and stuff, you find yourself that there are certain people that you're just exhausted by the time you're done visiting. So what you need
right.
to do is sort of like put yourself like in a cloud bubble, if you will, and just mm-hmm. don't allow their stuff to become entwined with you, you know. And
okay.
Basically keep them at a distance. Another way of doing it would be to make believe you're looking at them through an open window from your apartment to your house. So, you know, you feel that distance where you're looking at them through a TV screen. So there's a certain
mm-hmm.
level of distance boundaries. If you do that and recognize that what their stuff is theirs and it's not yours, that will help you. Now,
I have been pulling away. I have been pulling
yes.
away from a lot of people.
Yes, yes. And it's very healthy, but that's the reason, because you get so emotionally, because you're very much an empath. And so
mm-hmm.
with you, you take on a lot of people's stuff, but then you're stuck with it. They feel better, but you don't. You know? So it's that. And when you're with someone, always, after the fact, always do like a mental prayer cleansing and just, you know, get yourself to the point of whatever I absorb, let it go back. God for us, if you will. And so what kind of career were you in?
Well, I'm basically retired. For a while I was doing a Reiki practice, and I pulled away from that to do taking care of family.
Mm-hmm.
And I still have some people that I'm taking care of long distance. But I'm not sure that I want to do the healing work anymore, and I just don't know where to focus my energies.
Mm-hmm. May I put in my two cents now?
Sure thing.
Okay.
Hey, Mom.
My dear, you have earned a rest. It's not going to be a permanent rest, but you have definitely earned time off for good behavior. Okay?
Okay.
Now is the time for you to take a deep breath and do something that you want to do that you've been putting off for doing for a heck of a long time. You have served long and well, and it's now to the point where it is a burden, not a joy. We, each of us, have the opportunity to love ourselves. And now I want you to do that. I want you to love yourself. I want you to honor yourself. I want you to take care of yourself. And I want you to have fun. And it's okay. And it's
okay.
Not necessary to do anything else other than just to be for a while. All right?
Okay. That sounds great to me.
Yes. Okay, and I want to encourage you to do just that. Go traveling if you want to. Do things, take up knitting or, you know, skydiving or surfing or whatever it is that you want to do and have fun with it. And realize that you have worked very hard for a very long time. And it's now important for you, before you burn yourself out, because you still have some things that you can do, and you know
okay.
that. But
mm-hmm.
you need time off for good behavior.
I do. Okay.
And
well,
I
appreciate
would say
that.
You need to let the family know that it's okay for you to go away now. And you might get some feedback, but you know what? You pretend you have a hearing aid and turn it off.
That's perfect.
Thank you so much. Good. You're welcome, darling. God bless you. Thank you. Have a great day. You too. We hope you all
When you said that, I thought of the little Abner with the deaf grandpa. He would have that great big acorn or something like in the ear.
Okay. Closure. Thank you. Thank you all for calling in. Thank you so very, very much. Annette, you've been an absolute joy. Can I have you on again sometime later in June?
Oh, you
can. I would love to.
Okay.
I will call you. And thank you.
Okay.
And how can I reach you? Please give your name and phone number.
Oh, my home number is 360-459-0963.
Excellent.
And you can leave a message.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. We'll have you again. And again, I'm Phyllis Pricer with Higher Dimensions. If you want to call, it's area code 202-387-2080. You can always reach me through BBS Radio. And again, thank you.